My name is Skip Hollingstead. I'm a lifelong resident of Petersburg. My ancestors, both the Norwegian ones and the Tlingit ones, have also resided in this area for generations. On Thursday, March 11th, a little over a week ago, as I sat in the driveway of my mansion, sitting in my shiny new truck, both purchased by extravagant native corporate dividends, I was listening to the radio. Wait a minute. Maybe that was just a dream. Because then I snapped back into reality and glanced up at my comfy but well-worn house and my 20-year-old truck I bought for $1,600 of my own money. Well, let's not get wrapped up in the boring details. Anyway, I was listening to the radio last week as someone who was apparently an expert on native culture and lore recited some thoughts they had on their mind regarding the harvest of timber in the Tongass by native corporations. As I sat there listening to the enlightenment spewed forth on the forum, quite like the one you are listening to right now, some thoughts came to my mind and I quickly put pen to paper from supplies in my glove box. I took the liberty of presenting it from another person's perspective, as that seemed to be the popular method. It goes as such and is titled, My Grandfather Stole the Trees. As I gaze out over the countless acres of untouched land, I can't help but think of how it somehow changed hands. Taken from the natives and given to the newbies, that's how it goes. A small fraction of what was once yours beats a punch in the nose. Your newly formed corporations are better than reservations. Just try and harvest timber in your newfound native nations. Now litigation ties up every proposed timber sale as the regional economy becomes smothered and frail. If I had my way, we'd lock up the land from up north to Yakutat, clear south to Ketchikan. Heck, why stop there? Let's keep it all to ourselves. For what a green trophy that would be for our shelves. For every blade of grass I'll defend, hell-bent. Shame on the natives for wanting any more than 3%. The native corporations need to select lands from in the box. Heck, they oughta. Regardless that 40% of their options in them consist of salt water. Legislation in 71 to shortchange the natives and sweep them under the carpet, so that the whole state could benefit from oil sent to market. Utilization of the land's resources makes me upset, but I seem to forget that with every permanent fund check I get. I also seem to forget that myself and others skin the animals and fish the seas. God forbid if the land's original inhabitants should cut down some trees. Each year all my cabin-dwelling buddies can cut down their 10,000 board feet, but be damned all those whose native land entitlements remain incomplete. My family has utilized the area for decades, even more. But the 10,000-year-old history of the original inhabitants? Go ahead and slam the door. Those I don't agree with will at least try to compromise. For my only tactics are exaggerations, half-truths, and even lies. I would like to think that I could have a seat at the negotiation table, but my temper and resentment makes me unable. For I am an angry, frustrated man, and unwilling to compromise, let alone understand. I am Skip Hollingstead. The preceding commentary was based solely on my own thoughts. They are in no way intended to represent any entity, organization, or corporation. Thank you for listening.